Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, windbags, stupid world records, and Tom's dancing school. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Comedian Nick Griffin has joined us in the studio. Nick, a handsome young man, and Nick is a single man. Is that correct?
I'm single. Mm-hmm. Well, you're single in your 20s. You know, when you're 38, you're just alone. it's all so nerve-wracking starting over, and my friends are like, oh, just relax, be yourself, and I'm like, make up your mind, do you want me to relax or be myself?
What do I do?
You know, after a divorce, you're out on dates, you're thinking, oh, is this really the woman I want hating me in 6 months?
That is wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned that you're divorced, you're single, you're out there, I guess, looking. Do you talk to women?
It's just the whole process of starting over. And, you know, let's say you meet somebody you like, and I'm not trying to say that, I mean, I have nothing against women, but they're just so curious. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? I don't know. I can give you a list of the people I hate. Would that help? Why do you want to know what we're thinking? We don't want to know what you're thinking, ladies.
Nope.
No. Men want to know two things from women. Does that feel good, and are you mad at me? That's it.
Basically, that's it.
I think women think you're hiding some great romantic nugget that you just haven't decided. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what was I thinking about, honey? I was thinking about us, of course. We were walking hand in hand down the Paris streets, eating warm chocolate croissants, eating a cappuccino, and snowflakes start to fall. I pull you close, give you a kiss, then it's back to the 4-star hotel for a foot rub till you fall asleep. But come on, that is not what is going on there. That you know what's going on in our heads? Pornography. Constant sexual activity with every woman I've ever seen, heard of, thought about. I do a Mr. Potato Head thing where I mix and match them all.
Ha 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 ha
It's disgusting and perverse in my head. That's why men freak out when they start to lose their hair. Oh, my God, will people be able to see in?
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Chick, there's Ace, I'm Tom, there's Willie G and Patty G, no relation. Well, wait a minute. Patty G and Willie G are technically not related.
Well,
aren't they on the same tax return?
They're both dependents.
Pat struggles a lot.
I got issues. I've got my new baton. Ta-da! Okay, very good. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, we have a windbag concerning that baton.
Oh,
David writes, I'm annoyed that I have to come down from the upper class to mend your operation.
Oh,
like that. So far, I like this guy.
Bugs Bunny as Leopold.
Yes.
Did not have a baton. He broke the one he took from the real conductor, then proceeded to use his hands.
Huh.
Consider yourselves accurately informed.
Okay, very good. So he technically had one briefly.
Yes.
He broke it. Yeah. Took it from him, said snap.
And love the way the ears are, though.
Oh, yes.
Once again, Willie presented me with a baton so I can conduct the
orchestra. That's a nice one. Yeah. Does it have a heft to it?
Does
it have
a presence?
Good balance.
Nice wooden.
Yeah.
What is this, ergonomically?
I wonder, do
conductors, do they have more than one?
They would have to have a backup.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
No, but I mean, do...
Be like a,
is it like guitars?
Or having
it like
a nice putter?
Once you become a really famous conductor, you know, if you're George Zell, did he have, like, roadies?
George Zell.
Yeah, yeah. Did he have roadies and, like, 12 guys? They'd walk out, in case he broke a baton, they'd walk out... Here, this one's an F.
Right. Or if the Kretschel fell off, that's the wooden knob at the end.
Oh,
Kretschel.
Hey.
Oh. Did you learn that word after they removed it from your rectum
on the playground?
That sounded real.
I bought that.
You should have left it there for someone to correct you.
are you coming at me for show liar? Is that what's happening?
No, I might be.
That was very good.
Now, Chick, this is going to go back away, so you're going to have to help me here. I've got a windbag letter here in the Bob and Tom program. It says, with regard to the, you had the Zuzu in the news, Zozo, what was it exactly that was in sports?
Oh, geez, I don't even remember.
Yes, it was the Zozo.
It was Z-O-Z-O. I'm not
right.
sure.
What was the story?
Today in sports, I don't know.
Oh, it's the sports history thing?
I forget, I think.
And then I blurted out that Z-O-Z-O isn't that the title of a Led Zeppelin album.
Yes.
We have this windbag letter. Dear unesteemed embarrassments to the disc jockey profession.
All right.
Now, I appreciate everything about that, except we really aren't disc jockeys anymore.
No, we're not.
No. I have
none
no
of
idea.
Us like that term.
Yeah, because the discs are gone and we don't really play anything.
Right.
But so I agree with everything else. Unesteemed embarrassments,
talking heads.
Of course. Led Zeppelin's fourth album is neither IV4 or ZOZO, the official ASCAP name for the Atlantic Records. Recording, aforementioned, is untitled.
Oh, well.
Okay, it seems 175 combined years in the radio game, you've proven to be an utter waste of time.
Wow.
You're welcome, Spike. Well, thank you, Spike. I appreciate all of that.
Well, who would know that?
Spike.
Someone who probably smokes a great deal of pot.
That guy hits me wrong. I don't like him.
Staring at Led Zeppelin albums.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't like that he used. I don't like that he used profanity. You know, why can't you just say rear end cap? You know, why do you have to say ass cap?
Ass cap.
Yeah, it just seems so.
That's very silly.
And BMI.
Willie. What about that butt?
You know, we do have an ass cap joke.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, famously in the Richard Gere bit.
What you got? Say it now.
Isn't that the one that has the ass cap?
Hey, let me step in here.
Yes. Stupid world record.
A Kansas man may be the owner of the world's largest collection of Kansas City Chiefs-related memorabilia.
Well, that's a shock. I would have thought it would have been someone in Idaho.
Oh, man, you're getting a look.
Kurt Herman.
He's a
paging,
Hermit?
Kurt Herman. A Chiefs super fan in Manhattan. Started his collection when he was just 8 years old, and after 50 years, bring it, pal. What have you got? He has amassed over 553 pieces of Chiefs memorabilia. Please. I have 500 jerseys. Oops.
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of Washington, formerly the Redskins, stuff.
It's all collector's items. Among the more valuable
items.
What's
your most treasured item, by the way?
My probably our monk's cleats, I would think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you also have the jock strap of Mark Rippon, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do. That you're fascinated by.
No, you acquired it, and B, yes, talked about it. I don't know why I would be. Does this guy have the jock strap of any of, does he have Patrick Mahomes' jock strap?
Among the more valuable items in his collection, Mr. Herman has a Christmas card signed by Lamar Hunt and Lamar's brother, Michael.
Oh, is that right?
Anyone?
Nope. Anybody?
Uh-huh. The former Chiefs owner and co-founder of the AFL, now known as the American Football Conference. He's awaiting Guinness verification to learn whether his collection has broken the world record.
Not really a much sought-after record, really.
Probably not.
Some other football nerd.
Mr. Herman said, my dream is to get the world record, and the news gets around that someone like Patrick Mahomes might say, I'd love to see that collection, and then I can keep Patrick Mahomes in my basement.
Hi, Patrick.
You will stay here, and I will pet you and rub your head and
call you George.
Please sign my inner thigh. I'll have it tattooed.
See, you got to make it scary.
What?
Signing his inner thigh.
Stupid world.
Got okay. Another one?
One more. Last one, people. Last one. A man in the UK.
Yes.
Are we ready for a story from my home?
Sure, across the pond there.
Is he from Snatcher's Cleft?
Of course. No, he's probably from Batter's Drift.
Oh, okay.
He set the Guinness World Record for most jumping jacks in 30 seconds.
Oh, I saw this one.
Simon Idio.
Simon D. Idio.
I-D-I-O.
Idio, huh?
That's the way you spell his last name.
Okay.
That's what Simon says.
Simon said...
Everybody, Simon Says.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Touch your head.
Oh. When it was confirmed, I was so happy. I think I yelled out with excitement.
Okay,
How old is this guy?
Doesn't say.
I would say
the adjudicator 20s. Gave me a certificate and lots of photographs.
Doesn't matter what religion the decator is of. I don't know why that's...
the adjudicator?
I could not stop smiling, which the British call grinning.
If you look at this, let me see if I can get this to come up.
Brilliant.
It looks like this guy's going so fast to do these jumping jacks, it looks like he's a little kid trying to fly.
That's not sped up. That's actual.
No, that's actual time. And
of course, in Britain, we call them leaping Leopolds.
Yes.
And he has to.
Jumping jacks are very American.
I guess he has to touch his hands at the top, and he has to touch his waist with the bottom, and he has to.
Sadly.
Yeah, this is actually a lot sadder than.
How many?
Oh, it's quite depressing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It really is.
I have a deficit of friendship.
I should have read a little deeper.
Oh, Tom, what?
Please continue.
God.
This looked like me when I was at dancing school trying to learn the Charleston.
Wait a minute.
Hold it. Put the brakes on.
They taught you the Charleston?
Yeah.
Well, wait, dancing school?
Yeah.
What time did the beatings begin from the other children? At the boys-only school you went to.
No, I went to Mrs. Batzer's dancing school.
Oh, well, Mrs. Batzer, yeah.
They should have called her Mrs.
Batzer.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure there's someone listening that went to Mrs. Batzer's dancing school.
So what other dances
did you
learn?
Did you hear what he just said? He is so in his head.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there's someone listening.
Wait, how old were you?
Mrs. Batzer's school.
Oh, gosh. It was like, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, maybe.
Nancy Gay.
It was, it was boys and girls. So there were a lot of young ladies from the girls' schools nearby.
Yes.
And it was also etiquette stuff. They would teach you how to. You can see that's stuck.
Hey, wait a minute. You did the Charleston?
Oh, no. Serious. Oh, we do. This was. I had to go
waltz?
To this place for years. Yeah. We learned the box step, the Charleston.
Tango?
Yeah. And they'd have they'd have bands after they'd teach something like the Charleston. And I won't say the gentleman's name.
Charleston's a hard dance.
He was actually quite a good teacher.
Uh-huh.
Had a kind of a French name. But seriously, it was Mrs. Batzer's dancing school.
Okay.
I'm sure Mrs. Batzer is long gone.
Yes.
Gone to the
dancing school in the sky.
Yes. She was just sort of the matron.
Okay. So dead.
She's had the final waltz.
In the early years, you had to wear white gloves.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah. It was a coat and tie, white gloves. It was very stuffy.
I'm having a blast imagining you
pictures.
In the car, nervous, excited to dance. Oh,
man.
But it was the only contact with girls. So.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Learned a thing or two.
About you get a stray boner.
Slow dance boner.
I have a Zippo in my pocket.
So they'd have a band come?
Sometimes, yeah. But usually it was, what's the guy's name? There was a guy on piano.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
why wouldn't they play records?
I don't know. I didn't. It was just one of
those. Oh, Mrs. Betzer would never allow that.
Oh, never.
And she's
that's the devil's music.
And she was. She
records
was
kind of, are the devil's coaster.
She was very matronly and rather plump.
Oh, yes.
And yes. And really, right out of one of those Three Stooges things.
Wonderful.
I say, when does the opera start? I can't make this up. No, it's all.
She didn't like the Charleston as much as she liked Charleston Chews.
Yeah. Are there photos?
Oh, I like Charleston Chews.
I don't know. Great. That's a good question.
Oh, that would be great to see.
Yes.
Oh, man. I wasn't listening. Did you say how old you were when you had the...
I want to say it started... I think it started in fifth grade and went for several years.
Several years?
Yeah.
Saturday?
There was a season. It was like
you were fairly adept then at some of those moves.
Yeah. Do some Charleston now.
I forget all of it.
You and Christy should ballroom dance. Yeah.
Did you ever have etiquette lessons, that. Christy?
No.
Yeah, they would sit you down and talk about the forks and all the stuff.
Oh, well.
The fork and forks?
We were poor. We weren't raised like you.
Well, sorry.
I mean, what do you want him to say? He's right.
That was his honest reaction.
Willie, did you have etiquette lessons?
I never had etiquette lessons, but when I was a little boy in Miami, when I was in like third grade, I did take tap dancing classes. And baby, I loved it.
Oh, good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
Loved tap
dance
class.
That's Bob's bucket list.
Yeah, I'd love to learn to tap dance.
Yeah, me and my buddy
Ethan. He may well have learned. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it.
We would go there every like Wednesday or whatever, and we were the only two guys. It was all girls and just bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Nice.
That's why a lot of guys get into dancing, ballroom dancing.
Well, because when you're a kid, tap dancing almost has a drum quality.
Sure.
It's the coolest version of what it is, I think.
I love those old movies, those black and whites where the kids are.
Yeah, tap dancing.
And it's because they're like sort of their body is kind of hovering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're floating around.
I don't want to brag, but I've done a shuffle ball change or two in my day.
Good for you.
How about that?
Wait a minute. I got a shuffle ball here in a second. Here we go.
Yeah, especially in the summer.
Shuffle the old balls.
Are they harder to shuffle?
Shuffle ball change.
Well, that's fascinating, Tom. Thank you for sharing that.
Mrs. Batzer's dancing.
Mrs. Batzer's dancing class.
I bet there's somebody out there that probably
you grew up on like a movie set.
Yes, he did.
You really did.
There were some odd moments.
Summer camp and dance lessons.
Everybody went to summer camp.
I didn't go to summer camp.
Not everybody goes to summer camp.
No, they should.
No, my parents loved me. They wanted me around.
We got to get them out of here somehow, okay? Please, please, dear God, please.
How many weeks of the summer did you go?
12.
sometimes 12.
Hey, that's
sometimes.
All of them.
12. He did go for 12 weeks.
It depends. Sometimes 6 or 8. It depends.
What? Well, now he managed to send Wilbur out to, off of summer camp. Yeah,
that buddy, I was begging to go to summer camp.
You loved your summer camp.
I loved it. I went there probably, I want to say, 6 to 8 weeks. After I turned 10, it's all I wanted to do in the summer.
And then you worked there.
And then I worked there. It was my first job, and I worked there until I was like 24.
Good for you.
It's the best. I really, really love my camp. I think camp is it's the first place I ever performed. It's really important, I think.
Ace, did you go to camp?
Once.
What happened?
Just mom wanted to get rid of me for a few months.
Seems to be a theme.
Sad.
I went to camp for a week one time when I was in fifth grade, and it was awful. I hated it.
Fat camp?
What the hell is going on?
Oh, no.
I bet you. Fat camp? Yeah, you look a little fat.
No.
Yeah.
No,
not now. You're not fat now,
but back then, boy.
Yeah, no.
We've seen pictures how fat you were.
It was CYO camp, Catholic Youth Organization. It was Camp Rancho Formosa or whatever.
Rancho.
Oh,
hold on, Josh, you've eaten Rancho Formosa.
Oh, it's delicious, man. Oh, man. Get some fried eggs on there.
Acre of cheese.
The famous Philippine dish.
Very nice camp. It wasn't my thing.
You didn't like the camp?
Well, they starved her.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They were selling.
Do they really have fat camp?
Oh, yeah.
They have padlocks on their
Do they really?
Yep. Oh, yeah, fat camps. You never seen the movie Heavyweights?
No.
About the kids who go to fat camp.
Yeah. Just Stiller. Like meatballs for fat people?
Judd Apatow.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Really good. It's got a young Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Incredible movie.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check it out. Well, on that note, have we completed our sportscast?
Yes. It's been a long siege, and I appreciate you people hanging in there.
The kid doing the jumping jacks. It's really funny.
Shut up. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always.
Can I give him a nickname?
Yeah, you can give him a nickname.
Sure. It's your show.
Hummingbird.
The Hummingbird.
Why?
Because he's moving so fast.
Oh, I see.
They call me the Hummingbird.
I mean, picture a toddler trying to fly. without jumping off a cliff.
You know why they call it the hummingbird, Willie?
Well, why do they call it the hummingbird?
It doesn't know the words.
Oh, how droll.
Yeah. I say, Mrs. Spatzer would love that joke.
Mrs. Spatzer would love that joke. Yes.
She called it an oldie.
Yes, absolutely.
Oscar Wilde has nothing on you.
The wit. Mr. Pierrot? A waltz.
Oh, man, is that what you would say?
Oh, my God.
She would turn her head and look at the instrument or the musician.
Tom. Oh, yes.
Mr. Pierrot.
How have we not heard about it? I know I haven't heard about it. We'd endlessly tease you about it.
What a fascinating
little... That was Miss Batzer?
Yeah,
Mrs. Batzer.
Oh, she's married.
We never met Mr. Batzer.
Really?
That is
something. Yeah, you never danced after. You were not a dancer.
Was there a partner of hers that she insisted on you calling her aunt?
Yeah. I'm sure Mr. Batzer had a special friend.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.